Let's just take a moment and pray. Almost Holy Spirit, I call upon you and ask you to be with me and to give me words that reflect your truth in this most difficult time. We know that you are the Lord, that you are the giver of life, that you animate the church. Help us to respond confidently and obediently, always and everywhere, to Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What about you, Jesus says? What about you? Do you want to go away too? This question has been asked repeatedly by Christ to me in recent times. As those of you who are from our family of faith know, I've had the privilege of serving as a priest for 25 years, and I have been in many difficult situations and heart-wrenching situations. And the underbelly of the whale it's an awful place to be, and it exists. And in all of the most serious and cataclysmic situations I've ever been in, nothing has been more gut-wrenching than speaking with victims of sexual abuse from clerics. And that has been part of my history too, to speak with some victims. There are no words. It is heinous. It is egregious. It is foul and sinful and wrong. And we know that. It is shocking and alarming to have learned of the deep rot of corruption that is in the hierarchy in the last couple of months. And the episcopacy is corrupted. There are certainly good, holy bishops, and there are others who ought to resign immediately. For any cleric, and particularly those with privilege of leadership, who have ever knowingly failed to speak out and to champion those who are weakest among us and most exploited among us and have been victims of criminal behavior, especially those who are children and teens, it is utterly indefensible, and they should resign immediately. 16 years ago in Dallas, the bishops promised us, though they would not hold themselves to the standards that priests and deacons were being placed under, and appropriately placed under, they promised us that they would police their own. They have not kept their word. And it is deeply unsettling for all of us. And I hear the Lord asking me, what about you? What about you? Do you want to go away too? And let me share how the Lord has answered that for me. Last Saturday, being able to be present right here with two of the people who I hold in highest esteem, who similarly were celebrating Jubilee milestones. And a torrent of love that was utterly overwhelming for all three of us. From a family of faith who came to celebrate. That the response has been through you. That I'm able to say, to whom else shall I go? You have the words of everlasting life, and those words are being spoken to the very people with whom I walk across the earthly stage right here in this community of faith. It's through the Acts team and the men with whom I have been meeting as a team member. Mike is a prayer partner 2 weeks ago. Bill, your prayer partner this week. Through you men, the Lord has really spoken to me about his words of eternal life. John and Jan and Frank and Kay, a witness to married love, a surrender and an openness to God providing you with what you've needed, persevering in faith and hope and love. That the answer to the question, which has been placed before me as well, it's been answered time and again by people right here in this community of faith. And I am immensely grateful to hear that answer through you. The church doesn't belong to bishops. It doesn't belong to priests. It doesn't belong to deacons. It doesn't belong to clerics. Christ established his church. And the bride of Christ is the church. And some within it receive privileged positions of leadership. They aren't the church, but parts of the church. In addition to any bishop who knowingly failed to speak out and act on any credible accusation, who should immediately resign, we also must pressure leadership because they're not choosing to do it for independent oversight. That means laity. Friends, your time has arrived. And the council spoke about the laity in with great fervor. This isn't some new revelation, but they have demonstrated an inability to be true to a word that they have given to us, that they will exercise oversight of their own with regards to abuse. And that has not happened. We saw that first in the former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, absolute positive demonstration that highest ranking clerics were aware of criminal behavior and did not act and continued to promote this man. We've seen this in a report from a grand jury from the Attorney General in the state of Pennsylvania, 6 of the 8 dioceses. I couldn't even read the entire document because it was too gut-wrenching and awful and horrific. This is your church, is what I'm saying. We're in it together. It's ours. And we cannot let it be hijacked any longer by the deep rot of corruption in leaders. Two other comments individually. The first is, continuously praying for the deep healing for those who have been victimized, especially as minors, by members of the church and members of the clerical state. To pray for their deep healing. And the second is ourselves to avail of the power of Christ through the Eucharist as we pray. And I ask you, to the degree that you're able, to make your way to church when you pray for that deep healing and the restoration of the Church of Christ. I pray that you join as you're able on Wednesdays when adoration takes place in our parish. For whatever time you're able to come and present yourself to the Lord, praying for the deep healing of those who have been victimized and praying for the purification and the restoration of the bride of Christ as Christ has established it to be. And to be unrelenting in your pursuit of a church that Christ has established, not that man has soiled. What about you? Jesus says. Do you want to go away too? I heard a priest friend deliver a message as an answer to that question, that in which he says, don't leave, lead. That's for us right here to do.